The House and Senate Education Committees today opened combined hearings on Governor Sean Parnell's Performance Scholarship Program. It is one of the governor's top priorities for this year's session. The proposed scholarship program would pay tuition expenses for students who take a required course of study, graduate with high grade averages, and who pass a standardized test. Supporting the proposal, James Kaye of the Taylor Foundation in New Orleans described the effects of a similar scholarship program in place in Louisiana. He said the goal of that state's program was to allow young people to experience the American dream. He said it's about education reform.
Every state, wherever the program was initiated, we've seen significant reform, significant improvements in ACT scores, in grade point averages, in preparation for college, in reduction in remedial offerings, in higher graduation rate at the universities, in parental involvement, probably the biggest of all. You know, where the parents get involved in the education with their kids in high school.
There has been concern among some lawmakers that the scholarship program is not based on the needs of the students' families. But Bill Schilling of the Wyoming Business Association told members that the scholarship program in his state, similar to the Parnell plan, is income blind.
The program becomes a leveler because it treats all kids in a similar fashion. They all get the opportunity to earn. So it breaks down social distinctions, economic distinctions, what the parents do distinctions and all that. And the kids become their own peer group. I don't want to use the word pressure, but rather I think the better word is motivator.
The legislation would set aside $400 million as an income source for the scholarships. It's not yet scheduled for further hearings.